Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. If you have allergies, bad odors, or damp smells, you need the Thunderstorm. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code Howie10 to save $10 plus free shipping. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I'd like to welcome all you to the 9th Annual International Player Haters Ball.
We denied the virus for too long out of the Trump White House. There was too much squashing of dissent and playing on divisions.
Donald Trump was there. It was on his watch when most of those deaths occurred. And just about every step of the way, he was downplaying the virus, saying it was going to go away. I mean, to put that record up against Anthony Fauci, there's just no competition
there. Oh, man. Hey.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
If Senate Democrats are not going to pass reforms on H.R. 1, we cannot rely solely on a wish of winning elections.
When you wish upon a star.
Trump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Happy birthday, President Trump. You was robbed. That's from Jay from Chelsea, but I concur 100%. You was robbed. And it's the 75th birthday of President Trump, and we wish him many happy returns. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. If you would like to join us here this afternoon, every weekday afternoon. And the president, the current president, President Asterisk, as Kurt Schlichter calls him, is due to speak at any moment. But that's been the situation for about an hour now, so I don't know what he's doing. I don't even want to speculate, but we've got plenty of sound cuts from Joe Biden from the weekend, and it's just crazy how the mainstream media just pretends that nothing is wrong. I mean, I've never seen such a thing. You know, I guess in the past, you know, they pretended that they never took shots of Franklin Delano Roosevelt in a wheelchair. But, you know, he was his mind was okay. They gave a good leaving alone after Woodrow Wilson had a stroke during his second term and his wife was running the show, Edith Wilson, not Edith Bunker, Edith Wilson. I guess that's the closest comparison. That was more than 100 years ago now to what's going on now with Joe Biden just wandering through a cafeteria or a pub or something. And I mean, having no idea where he is and Jill having to yell for him. And the people in the cafeteria that are eating lunch, I mean, they're not in awe or they're not, you know, impressed to see the president of the United States. They're laughing at him. You know, people, when they went to Trump rallies, they would laugh because he would tell a joke. They weren't laughing at him. These people in England were laughing at the president of the United States.
Towards the final days of the Trump rallies, he would play the Biden montages and they would laugh at those.
Right. Right. It's something, I don't know, the one to me that was the strangest yesterday, and we've got a bunch of them to play, and I guarantee you haven't heard 90% of these, but is when he confuses Syria and Libya. Now, you know, I'm not going to say that, you know, I could pick every country in the world out on a map. If you put a map of Central Asia up there, and there were about all these stands, Kazakhstan and Uzbekistan. I wouldn't know those countries, but I do know the difference between Syria and Libya. And I dare say you do too, but Joe Biden doesn't. And it's worse than that though, because you just hear him stumbling and bumbling. I'm so happy that I did my column. I try to do one every two or three weeks on Joe Biden's stumbling and bumbling weekend at Biden's. or in this case, by Joe Biden's European vacation. Because if I had waited, I would now have enough for two or three columns. Like this one cut I'm about to play, it would have taken up maybe a third to half of my column on Sunday. And I have 700 words, more than 700 sometimes. So let's play cut number 16, where Joe confuses Syria and Libya. Cut 16.
And so there's a lot going on where we could work together with Russia. For example, in Libya, we should be opening up the passes to be able to go through and provide food assistance and vital assistance to a population that's in real trouble. I think I'm going to try very much hard to. It is. And by the way, there's places where I shouldn't be starting off and negotiating in public here, but let me say it this way. Russia has engaged in activities which are, we believe, are contrary to international norms, but they have also bitten off some real problems they're going to have trouble chewing on. And, for example, the rebuilding of Syria, of Libya, of, you know, this is, they're there. And as long as they're there without the ability to bring about some order in the region, and you can't do that very well without providing for the basic economic needs of people. So I'm hopeful that we can find an accommodation that where we can save the lives of people in, for example, in Libya, consistent with the interest of maybe for different reasons, but reach for the same reason, have this, the same result.
Even if he doesn't confuse Syria and Libya, what he just said makes no sense. It's ragtime.
Yeah, if you were able to follow that, you also need to be committed.
But I saw somebody tweet something out about this yesterday afternoon, and I haven't seen hardly anything about it since then. He mixed up, 603 says he mixed up Syria and Libya three times in a little over a minute. And again, Syria, Russia's in Syria. We wrecked Libya. You remember Hillary Clinton bragging about wrecking Libya. 844-500-4242. Biden is now over 2 hours late to his news conference. White House has not provided any explanation for the cause of the delay. So we'll just have to see what's going on. They're just tap dancing around on all the cable news channels. 844-500-4242. But that's what it was all about. I mean, here's another thing. We talked about this COVAX. We thought he was talking about Ernie Kovacs, but it turns out Kovacs is this, it's a consortium, I guess, to provide vaccinations to around the world.
Vaccination distribution consortium, that's a perfect way to put it.
Right. So he forgets the name of Kovacs when he's speaking to the press. So here's what he said. Here's the way it comes out. Cut three.
In addition, the money we put into the COVID project, which is that COVID is, I know you all know, but a lot of people may not know what COVID is. That is a system whereby they're going to provide funding for states to be able to get access to vaccines on their own as well.
People don't know what COVID is? That's what he said. I think he was talking about COVAX, but he said COVID. People don't know what COVID is. So then, of course, there's his succinct description of what the G7 is, the group of seven industrialized countries, cut nine.
And so the bottom line is I was very pleased with the outcome of the entire conference. I noticed there was a lot of coverage of my individual comments made by my colleagues about how we were all getting along together. But the truth of the matter is we did.
You know, what's not to get along with? You're not going to make them pay for anything. You let them do whatever the hell they want. You know, you're picking up the tab. And the guy that was there before you insisted that everybody pay their fair share, dare I say it. But you don't care about that. You don't care about the fair share. It's just just do whatever you want. And they ride roughshod over you. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. If you could support your overall cognitive health with a convenient, delicious daily chew, why wouldn't you? That's why I've been taking Superbeats Memory and Focus Chews. They're good for you. That you don't want to just feel yourself one day talking ragtime and not making any sense.
Maybe that's why Joe's late for his press conference. He's waiting on his latest Superbeats Memory Chews shipment.
That's true. I hope that's what it is, because I would recommend it. Dr. Carr would definitely prescribe some. But you don't need a prescription. You just need to order them. From the makers of Superbeats Heart Chews, Memory and Focus is their newest product to help promote brain blood flow and support your overall cognitive health. And we see every day, don't we, on the news, how important that is. Research has shown that by...
The fact is that I don't remember.
You don't want to be in that situation. You don't want to be that guy. Research has shown that by promoting blood flow, you can support cardiovascular and cognitive health. Combining clinically studied ingredients unique to this product, Superbeats Memory and Focus promotes brain blood flow, supports memory, alertness, and helps support reduced perceptions of mental fatigue. Superbeats Memory and Focus supports brain health two ways: by promoting blood flow and supporting healthy levels of BDNF. BDNF is a key neuroprotein, and it's essential to sustaining memory, learning, and higher thinking as we age. And like other Superbeats products, Superbeats Memory and Focus was crafted under the careful guidance of science and features clinically studied key ingredients. It's the only cognitive chew of its kind. You don't want to confuse Syria and Libya. So take Superbeats Memory and Focus. Do what I did and support your brain health and cognitive performance with Superbeats Memory and Focus. Get your Superbeats Memory and Focus today at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. And when you buy two bags, they'll throw in the third one for free. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Come on, man.
He doesn't do this just for the money.
It's also my pleasure to see to it that decent, hardworking people in this community aren't robbed blind by a pack of money-mad pirates just because they haven't anybody to look after their interests.
Howie Carr will be right back. There's no silencing him. They've tried.
You're not going to intimidate me. I'm entitled to my opinion.
Howie Carr.
I'm sorry. I'm going to get in trouble with staff. I don't do this the right way. Jennifer Jacob Bloomberg.
He's going to get in trouble with his staff. That's just weird, the way he says that over and over again. Does he think that's going to make him seem more authoritative, more in command to the other beta males, beta females at that G7 conference? What a pathetic collection they are, too, including Boris Johnson, who I used to think was a pretty good guy. I used to think he was a pretty tough guy. Now he's, we have to be more feminine, Governor. We do? Okay, not all of us. No, we don't really. No, let's just be assertive and not put it in gender terms. Okay, let's assume command and don't extend the coronavirus lockdown, which he just did today after Biden flew off to the continent. Today's poll question is brought to you by the VIP experience of the Howie Carr Show. Don't forget Dad this Sunday. Get him an in-studio experience with food, books, and, of course, a lot of laughs with me. 4 hours in the studio. To get your VIP experience today or for dear old Dad, go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on the VIP experience tab. What's the poll question, Taylor? What are the results thus far?
Who is the worst member of the squad? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, Ayanna Pressley, or Rashida Tlaib?
I'm voting for Ilhan Omar.
Yeah, 61% say Ilhan Omar, 20% say AOC, 13% say Rashida Tlaib, and 6% say Ayanna Pressley.
Yeah, Ayanna is kind of the, even though she's local, somewhat local, she's originally from Chicago, but she lives here now, she's kind of the Ringo Starr of the, I've said that before, but it's true. 844-500-4242. Let's just play a couple more of these Biden cuts before we go back to the calls. Cut number one from Biden.
I'd like to thank Yael Lempert, who is our chargé at the embassy, filling in for the ambassador and ambassador. We'll have one soon, but she did a great job.
I'd like to thank. Okay, he's going to mix up another word, cut seven.
So we're going to provide up to $2 billion to support developing countries as they transition away from unabated coal-fired power.
When was the last time you mixed up the words companies and countries? When was the last time you mixed up the word thank and take? Especially when you were reading from a teleprompter or a briefing book or a note card. 844-500-4242. Let's see if we can get the number right today on how many vaccinations were given out. Cut number two.
And I committed that we would provide a half a billion beyond the 80 million we've already done, half a billion doses of Pfizer vaccine, which we contracted to pay for.
Okay, class, how many vaccinations did we provide for on top of the 80 million? Okay.
Half a billion?
Yes, exactly. 844-500-4242. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Hi, Howie. I want to thank you for bringing the attention to the so-called messages of President Biden, namely the deaths that he's concerned about over in Syria or Libya, etc. What I'm concerned about and what I'm just shocked is that there is very little said about the deaths in America of young people by fentanyl, which is transported from our borders,
I know,
into this country.
Yeah, you're right. And just like the number of illegal aliens being stopped is skyrocketing, so is the amount of fentanyl that's being confiscated by the Border Patrol. And a lot of it's getting through. And you're right, deaths are going through the roof again. And they were all, and Paul, they were already high because people were depressed. They were locked down. They were by themselves. They couldn't socialize. And, you know, in many cases, they couldn't go to the meetings, the 12-step meetings, if they were trying to get off opioids. And that killed a lot of people, too. The death rates are going to be through the roof. Some people, some statisticians have estimated for up to 20 years the death rate is going to be higher because of this this ridiculous lockdown that we suffered through.
If you look at the areas of the country where vaccination rates are the highest, the death rates are dramatically falling.
The
vaccines are effective.
Yeah, they're effective. I there's a terrible story out of Chicago today about a Northwestern University student. She was looking forward, her mother said, to her second shot, and now she's dead. She had a heart attack, I guess, after taking the vaccine. Very, very smart student. Looks like a very decent person. And her mother said, "I can't believe my daughter died for the greater good." What a sad thing to say. The greater good. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr. A lot of us are going to be on the move again this summer. So my advice to you, take your Raycons with you. Whether you're working out to a pumped up playlist or listening to a podcast on your commute, a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ears can make all the difference. With Raycon, you get crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands. Their wireless earbuds look great and feel even better. They come in a range of cool colors with customizable gel tips for a comfortable in-ear fit. Raycons are built to go wherever you go, with quick and seamless Bluetooth pairing and a compact charging case. And with a 24-hour battery life, they're a must-have for your daily grind, all day, every day. Get 15% off Raycon at buyraycon.com/Howie. Raycon has a 45-day happiness guarantee, so give them a try. You'll be surprised you ever went anywhere without them. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for 15% off your order. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. A 413 says, your Biden segments are starting to get tiresome. We all get it. He has trouble speaking and remembering and reasoning. Yes, he does. He's the president of the United States. He continues, but enough is enough, bro. There are more interesting things for your audience to be hearing about.
You're a one-horse pony.
They're not going to hear about it anywhere else, though. You see, that's the problem.
Yeah, I had a similar response from a caller today where, you know, the guy was saying, is it really bad if they like Biden and he likes them? And I'm thinking, but if they're not getting anything done, if it's all theater, then do we really care that they all like each other? It's like, Howie, if me, Taylor, and Jared all said to you, oh, you know, we're not doing any of our work, but we get along great. We go out for a beer after work. You'd say, why do I care about that? I don't care that they all think Biden's like this cute old grandpa.
Right. Well, he's giving them everything they want.
Yeah, you of know, course. Why wouldn't they like him?
You know, if somebody came in and, you know, was the new mayor and said, you don't have to pay property taxes anymore. You'd say, hey, you know what, mayor? You're a hell of a guy.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm glad I voted for you.
I mean, it's ridiculous. Anyway, Chuck Schumer just put his foot in his mouth. And again, sorry, 413. You don't want to hear embarrassing things said by Democrats. I apologize if you don't want to hear it, because you're not going to hear this. Just like you didn't hear him say that there was an erection on January 6th. They changed that for him. And they're going to change this for Chuck Schumer, saying a word that you're not allowed to say on the radio anymore.
And this initiative actually will house the homeless population that is actually living on our streets. We see them every day.
Yes.
We're about to house them, and they're against it. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, I have found that my whole career. They wanted to build, when I first was assemblyman, they wanted to build a congregate living place for retarded children.
You are not allowed to say that anymore, Mr. Majority Leader. I know you're getting up there, but you're not as old as Nancy or Clyburn or Steny Hoyer or Mr. President.
Taylor Lorenz from the New York Times has tried to get people canceled on on Clubhouse, and when they didn't even actually say the R word. And he's a senator of the United States, and he's
the majority leader.
Yeah. And he can say it on a Zoom call.
It's assemblyman. They wanted to build a congregate living place for retarded children.
But again, he's not going to be canceled. He's not even going to be called out on it tonight. Imagine if Trump said that.
I gotta imagine someone's gonna run it. That would be interesting. Well, you know, it'll be interesting to see if Brian Stelter doesn't do anything on this. I won't be shocked, but it'll be a new low for him, because that's newsworthy. When a guy called Trump the R word to Kamala Harris, her laughter was newsworthy. So if a politician actually says the R word, I gotta imagine someone's gonna cover it. Speaking of Zoom, though, Howie, because it looked like they were on some sort of Zoom telecast.
Yes.
I want to just give you an update on the Toobin of it all. So Jeffrey Toobin made his comeback last week. He's back on TV in Allison Camerata, an old friend of yours, Howie.
Yes.
Channel 7?
No, she was from Boston. Well, she was at Channel 7, but after I left, I knew her from Fox News. She was in the Boston Bureau at Fox News.
Got it. Well, she had the pleasure of interviewing Toobin about his incident that got him fired from The New Yorker magazine.
Yes, The New Yorker.
And now he's back on CNN as a legal analyst. And so the women at The View were discussing this. And CNN's Anna Navarro had a very interesting take. Naturally, she has to defend Jeff Toobin because he's a Trump hater. And, you know, that means he can't be that bad.
Birds of a feather do stuff together.
Exactly. But her defense was very strange.
I think some instances of sexual harassment are black and white. Some instances are more nuanced. In this case, he was not sexually harassing anybody. He didn't have the intent to sexually harass somebody. He was sexually harassing himself, maybe.
He was on a Zoom call. We've got a story. I'll read it later on. It's on the Herald website right now. They arrested a guy last night on Lovejoy, of all places, Lovejoy Wharf. Near the TD North Garden.
Oh, I saw this. Yeah, go ahead.
And he's been arrested at least five times in like the last month on Mission Hill, Calumet Street.
He's a peeping Tom.
He's a peeping Tom.
Giggity, 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 goo.
Well, you know, was he bothering anybody?
It's nuanced.
I mean, was it black and white, as the CNN person said? He was bothering himself, just hanging out late at night.
Those people left their windows open. They provided the opportunity.
Right. So why was he dragged back into West Roxbury District Court today to answer these charges? Who was he bothering, really, at Lovejoy Wharf or in Roxbury on Mission Hill?
And not to harp on the Toobin of it all, but can I just say something else? There's all this talk about, like, oh, what is he supposed to do? Cancel culture, this and that. And I don't really care. Like, I'm not saying I don't think the guy should be able to walk out in public again. It's embarrassing, but let him live with the embarrassment. But my question is, as far as, like, Jeff Zucker goes, there's no one else who could provide crappy legal, like, analysis that you have to bring back him. Like, is there this big group of people who's like, we want Toobin back. We need him back. Where is his fan base?
The Tubers.
The Tubers. Where are the Tubers, Howie?
I don't know. I mean, what do you have to do to get fired at CNN, considering that Chris Cuomo is still there and now Jeffrey Toobin is still there?
Remember when OJ reacted to the Toobin news that he took his pants down on Zoom? He was like, oh, Jeffrey Toobin. When OJ's shocked by your behavior, you know you hit a new low. All right. I know that you're probably going to go to Biden soon. I know that the Green Room is gathering some cuts right now. But Biden is actually accused of violating royal protocol during his visit with the Queen. Did you see this?
Yes. He. You're not supposed to speak about what the Queen asked you about.
Or yes.
Any member of the royal family, I guess.
And also there's another element of it.
The shades.
He can't quit those aviators, those Ray-Bans. They're his signature style. He couldn't be bothered to take off his sunglasses when he greeted the monarch at Windsor Castle. And then, like how he said, he went on to spill all the dirty deets about the meeting. The shades things kind of crack me up, though, because he does love those sunglasses, Howie. In other news, Maya Wiley's plan. You know Maya Wiley, Howie.
Right. She's running for mayor of New York City.
And it's a hot race. There's a lot of people in it right now. And her campaign website claims she delivered universal broadband access to New Yorkers while working with Mayor Bill de Blasio. Maya Wiley claims she delivered universal broadcast access, but a new report reveals that her deal to convert old telephone booths into free Wi-Fi hotspots fell far short of its goal, like most things that happen under Bill de Blasio.
Phone booths?
Yes.
How many phone booths are left in New York City 20 years after cell phones came in, 20 plus years?
Well, I'm not sure.
I thought they were all shooting galleries, by the way. I thought a phone booth was where you either relieved yourself or you shot up.
I haven't seen a phone booth in since I went to London like 10 years ago. I have not seen a phone booth.
We've got one on the South Coast, and that's it. It's in Dartmouth.
Yeah.
It's still operational.
Wi-Fi?
No Wi-Fi. No Bluetooth.
Damn it.
It's not cordless either.
The effort was initially projected to generate some $3 billion over 15 years, but has only generated about 5% of the expected revenues.
See, the problem in New York City, though, is that they have now this crazy ranked choice voting, like the state of Maine, statewide, and the city of Cambridge. So nobody knows who's going to win that fight.
Yeah, and did you hear a few days ago Bill de Blasio trying to explain ranked choice voting? Again, it all comes back to he took out like a bunch of green peppers and olives and explained, well, see, I like olives, but I love green peppers. But if I want to vote for all, just, you don't need to play it. I mean, you understand.
He used to live in Cambridge when he was a kid. I mean, he should understand better than anybody how absurd ranked choice voting
He's from Massachusetts.
You didn't know that? He went to Ringen Latin.
Howie, why is everyone who's so bad for Massachusetts?
Because Massachusetts is Massachusetts.
Yeah, that's, you know what? That's a really nice way to put it. And you're not from Massachusetts. You must be proud of that. Lawrence O'Donnell
from Northern Massachusetts.
Lawrence O'Donnell thinks that Howie tries to pretend he's from Boston. Howie's very happy to be from Maine. Summer is a time for excitement, so try something new with HelloFresh. Choose from more than 27 meals every week, including quick dinners with 10-minute lunches, perfect for switching things up. Get 12 free meals, including free shipping, which I love getting free shipping, when you use code Howie12 at HelloFresh.com/Howie12. One more story that I want to get Howie's take on. Wasabi the Pekingese wins Westminster Dog Show, notching a fifth ever win for the unmistakable toy breed. Now, Howie Carr, when I asked him about this, had the audacity to insult the breed.
I did not.
And compare it to pugs.
I said, I understand that some people say pugs are not dogs, but. And I left it at that because I didn't want to, I don't feel like alienating Pekingese owners. I once said something that was considered uncomplimentary of beagles, and many people became angry.
Well, yeah, this is actually interesting because I've said a lot on this show where when we go to break, I say to Howie, was that okay? Did I cross the line? And Howie always says, oh, that's fine. That's fine. One time I started talking about how beagles are really obnoxious, and Howie looked at me and just started giving me like the cut it off signal. He was like, don't go there, don't go there. And it's because you had a bad experience with that.
Yeah, I did. I did. And, you know, I'm not going to say anything about Pekingese.
I just want to say one thing.
I was surprised, let me put it that way, that a Pekingese would win.
That's a very diplomatic way of putting it. I just want to say one thing. On Instagram, I don't have any followers who have a blue check, except for one, and it's a Pekingese follow page, whatever. So I have some fans in the Pekingese community, so I just want to say huge congratulations to Wasabi. Congrats. What an honor.
Wasabi.
Wasabi. It's a great dog name. You can't lie.
It is. It is. All right. Thank you, Grace.
Yeah, and I can't wait to hear the Joe Biden sound. I'll be back a little bit later for Hate Mail Monday.
I'm Howie Carr.
Want more Howie? Click the Howie Cam on HowieCarshow.com.
You've got to ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
The Howie Carr Show.
We're rolling on Biden. He's not much better today from NATO headquarters in Brussels than he was over the weekend in Cornwall, England. He just misquoted lies, damn lies, and statistics. He attributed to Benjamin Disraeli, the former British Prime Minister. It's actually Mark Twain. But we'll just keep pulling it as it goes along. He's just sort of filibustering, I guess you could say, as his old boss Barack Obama used to do. But Barack Obama could at least speak somewhat coherently, unlike Joe Biden.
I'm surprised and disappointed that while he was in Cornwall, he didn't refer to it as corn pop. Great being here in Corn Pop.
I love to come here and have Cornish game hen. Yeah, Cornwall. They had was one of the fringe Celtic or Celtic languages too. Cornish went out of existence in the, I think, the 16th, 17th, 18th century, somewhere in there. 844-500-4242. 203 says it's almost 10 p.m. in Brussels, way past Joe Biden's bedtime. Well, that's what someone was saying, that he may have needed a nap. You know, there's the old expression of sundowning with people who have declining cognitive skills. And they,
you're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
I'm just speculating, as is everyone. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show, if you'd like to join us here. And this is here's cut number. These are the cuts from yesterday earlier today. I guess it's yesterday. This is cut number five.
By harassing the full potential of those who are harassing, we're going to have to change things. That's the whole idea.
By harassing the full potential of those who are harassing us, that's the whole, we'd have to change that. Can we quote you on that, Mr. President?
I believe the word on the teleprompter was harnessing.
No, I understand. I understand. And the word on the teleprompter earlier was thank, not take. And the word on the teleprompter earlier was countries, not companies. He has a problem with all of those. 844-500 42-42.
Bottom line is, I think we've made some progress in reestablishing American credibility among our closest friends and our values. Now, why don't I take some of your questions? And I'm told, Jonathan, I'm supposed to talk, recognize you first.
When was the last time you ever heard a president say, I'm told I'm supposed to do anything? I mean, you're the president of the United States.
The European allies. Can I ask a question about the European allies?
I'm going to get in trouble with my staff. Yeah, go ahead, but I pretend that you didn't answer you.
I'm going to get in trouble with my staff. Okay, whatever you say. 844-500-4242, cut 14.
It's important to know the answer to that, because we have to have access. We have to build a system whereby we can know when we see another transparent lack of transparency might produce another vaccine, another pandemic. We have to have access.
I have no idea what that is. That's one of those. When I write these columns and I transcribe everything, the stuff I have no idea what he's saying, I just throw in at the bottom.
That's potluck.
Right. Let's try that one more time. See if you can make heads or tails out of this one. Cut.
It's important to know the answer to that, because we have to have access. We have to build a system whereby we can know when we see another transparent lack of transparency might produce another vaccine, another pandemic. We have to have access.
Access to what? The hell is he talking about? 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. We will be right back. I guess the press conference is over, mercifully. I'm Howie Carr.